Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the summary neurological report on William Cox, COX. It's Cox, William E. Parenthesis, Ed, E-D, in parenthesis. Date of birth is 12-7-1939, age 85. Year old male. Phone is 530-527-4822. ID is XXX XX 4856. Driver's license H0418221. Email address sharon.cox@hughes.net. His address is 23115 Kilkenny, K-I-L-K-E-N-N-Y, Lane in Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-527-4822. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Shield of California, PERS Platinum. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation. For recurrent seizures, subparagraph, history of left parietal meningioma resected in 2004. Subparagraph, seizure activity manifest by right hand tingling, speech difficulty. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Presenting on Keppra 750 milligrams BID. EEG completed and interpreted by Dr. Karen Garnass, G-A-R-N-A-S-S, M-D, showed breach rhythm with more sharp appearing waves over the C3 derivation, possibly some true spikes. No substantial epilepsy was demonstrated. New paragraph. Primary care evaluation completed by Dr. A-R-J-A-N-A, capital S-H-A-K-Y-A-M-D, Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff. Diagnostic impression, seizure disorder. Allergies, statin medication, producing myalgias, Tylenol producing anxiety and palpitations, new paragraph, current medications, amlodipine, BD ultrafine mini insulin needle 31 gauge pen, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams, Plavix 75 milligrams, duloxetine 30 milligrams, delayed release, extra strength Excedrin, glucosamide 50 milligram tablets twice a day, Keppra 500 milligram tablets twice a day, Losartan 50 milligram tablets, one daily. Metformin 500 milligram tablets, twice a day. Toujeo Max U-300 Solo Star subcutaneous insulin pen, 15 units daily. At bedtime, new paragraph, current findings, type 2 diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy, essential hypertension, mixed hyperlipidemia, you can list these vertically, peripheral vascular disease, seizure disorder, treatment with aspirin and Plavix. New paragraph. Laboratory testing. Ambulatory EEG. /526/25. Generalized spike and polyspike activity. 9 minutes in duration. 1107-1116 hours, 5:22:25. Consistent with electrographic seizure. New paragraph, CT angiography of the head. /10/21/2024. Absent posterior communicating arteries. Moderate chronic narrowing of the left vertebral artery origin. Calcified plaque in the left common carotid bulb. Small area of encephalomalacia in the left parietal lobe. Old lacunar infarct at the right basal ganglia and the right external capsule. Evidence for stable left parietal craniotomy. General chest X-ray procedure. 10/21/24. Prosthetic aortic valve is new. Calcifications of the aortic arch compatible with atherosclerosis. Paragraph, current complaints, stiffness and ataxia, tendency to fall backwards. 2-paragraph clinical history following initial evaluation, May 2025, adjustment of the anticonvulsant regimen, adjustment of the Keppra dosage to 1,000 milligrams BID, Vanpat 150 milligrams BID. Patient seen on September 29, 2025, complaining of some increased difficulty walking with stiffness and ataxia and some rhythmic extremity movements. Medications reviewed. Clinical examination suggests findings of underlying Parkinsonism. New paragraph, seizures noted to have stopped following medication readjustment and increase. New paragraph, additional clinical history suggests risk factors for dysomnia with possible sleep apnea. Recommendations: continue current therapy, home sleep, that's number one. Number two, home sleep study for evaluation of snoring and risk factors for obstructive sleep apnea. New paragraph, referral for DAT dash scan. For Parkinson's risk factor evaluation. New paragraph. This is all discussed with Mr. Cox. What do you want?
Oh, just tell me to move in the center room.
Okay. This is all discussed with Mr. Cox and family. We are referring him for a DAT scan to exclude the risk factors for Parkinson's disease, anticipating further evaluation and treatment. Recommendations: he will be seen for follow-up with the results of his DAT imaging and consideration for initiation of treatment with medications for Parkinsonism. Signed respectfully with my professional signature.